Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
What's up, Energizer? It is I, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity, here in another episode of the Daily Energize. Thank you so much for hopping in and joining me today in this episode. And I'm not sure if you noticed or not, but the audio sounds a little bit different than all the other ones. Well, there is a good reason for that. It's because I'm recording it differently than all the other ones. And there's a reason for that. So just hang out with me for a little bit as I thought to do this little story for you. So I usually, as many of you know, I batch record our podcasts and get all that stuff set, and we're doing good. We're rocking and rolling. And then MM, our amazing team member, edits them and gets them all scheduled and out. Well, I'm doing our thing, and I'm like, okay, cool, everything's going well. I took a trip to Florida, which is where I'm at currently. I took a trip to Florida to hang out with some friends before a men's retreat that I'm attending and speaking at. So, okay, great. We're down here hanging out. Podcasts are recorded. We're set to go. Well, then I get a message from MM saying, hey, Spencer, this episode is not right. I think it's out there. It's another one. We're trying to figure it out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, maybe we could just use one of the other ones, right? We're, almost 700 episodes in? Like, why not just go back to the one from 200s or 300s and repeat it? It's been so long. But then I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, that's not fair to you. That's not right. Let's own it. Let me own this mistake. Instead of trying to cover it up, let me just be upfront and own it. Hey, you know what? When I recorded this episode, when I was at home and recorded it for you, well, that was great. But when I saved it, I must have saved it incorrectly somehow and don't know what happened, but it's not there. So instead, I'm here now, sharing this with you. I'm walking back and forth outside our Airbnb, AirPod in my ear, and just recording here, sharing this story with you. I'm saying all of this, and I'm sharing this story to, first of all, own up to that mistake so you know about it, you can hear about it, but also to invite you to own up to the things in your life. Those mistakes, those different things that didn't go the way you planned. Maybe it's your fault, or maybe it's someone on your team's fault. But regardless, take ownership of it. You don't have to beat yourself up over it. I'm not beating myself up over forgetting to hit save or didn't save it correctly. It happened. It's part of life. It's part of this journey. So let's just own up to it and then keep moving forward. So what are some things in your life that you can own up to? Things that maybe you didn't say the right thing or do the right thing, or it didn't go quite the way you planned. Okay, cool. It didn't. So now you can take that, learn and grow from that experience, and then move forward. It's amazing what happens when you take ownership. Is it easy? No. No, it's not always easy. But it is a game changer when you take ownership. That's like I leveling up in this human journey. When you take ownership over the things, you go, that didn't go the way I wanted, or I made this mistake, or even someone on my team made the mistake. It's that extreme ownership idea from Jocko Willink, right? Extreme ownership. Own it. And then learn and grow from it and keep moving forward. It's your choice. You get to make that decision. When I started to take ownership in my life, instead of trying to blame other people, trying to say, oh yeah, that was this person's fault, or oh, that wasn't me, that was them, or it was out of my control, I had nothing to do with it, right? It just happened. Well, then I'm letting them take that energy. Now, yeah, there are things that are out of our control, 100%. Let's focus on what is in our control and take ownership of it. Right? If a plane crashes, it'd be horrible, but I'm not in control of that. But I am in control of my actions and reactions. So if I'm letting that disrupt my whole day, and then by that disrupting my day, I'm then affecting other people's lives, especially in a negative way, well, that is on me. I can take ownership of that and say, all right, I can handle this differently. I could do things a little differently. And then keep going forward. So I'm here, pacing outside, just walking the sidewalk in Florida, enjoying the beautiful weather, and recording this podcast because you know what? I somehow made a mistake. Not exactly sure what happened, but the original episode's not here. So you get this one, a little different. Tomorrow, hopefully, you'll go back to maybe a better audio quality sound, but I just hope you can hear and appreciate the realness, the authenticity here, and think about that in your own life. Take ownership. Stuff happens in life. You roll with the punches, we keep going. We keep doing what we do, we keep shining bright. So that's all I got for today. Thank you for hopping in, joining me, keep being you, keep shining your awesome light with the world. And until next time, I will catch you later. Hopefully, with better audio. Later. Thank you.